Hey, have you ever had the thought that you should rebrand your business? We all make minor adjustments to our brand, but to completely rebrand a company? Well, that's like giving your business open heart surgery and hoping to come out of it better than you were before. In this episode, I explore the idea of rebranding your business and chat about the pros and cons of such a huge decision. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Business Growth Podcast by Brand Shouter. With each episode, we provide tips, tricks, and conversation geared towards helping your business succeed. It's time to get creatively smart. Now, here's your host, Dan Erickson.
Hey, thanks for listening to another Business Growth Podcast episode. I'm Dan Erickson, and I'm actually recording this the Monday before Father's Day. This will probably release after Father's Day, though, so a little lag here. I wanted to chat a little bit today on branding and specifically rebranding. Both in my business, I actually have two brand names I run under, as well as some local business people that I've been talking to, actually a couple different business people here in the small town of Stanwood that I'm based out of. The conversation of rebranding or changing the brand up a bit has come up, interestingly, kind of all at the same time a few times here. And so I thought, man, this would be a great thing to just make a quick podcast episode about and kind of convey my thoughts on the subject. Rebranding is a big deal. It's not just as simple as changing your logo and changing your name and moving forward. It involves a whole lot more and can actually really harm your brand if done improperly or done for the wrong reasons. So let's start off talking a little bit more here about why I'm bringing up this subject, and I'm going to start personally. So Brand Shouter is my parent company and it is my main business. But underneath the umbrella of Brand Shouter, I have another business called Handiwork Marketing, which has more of a niche focus. For both businesses, I've gone through the thoughts of rebranding. Specifically with Brand Shouter, the purpose of Brand Shouter was originally to help small business owners grow their business. But I've since found that I work really well within the nonprofit industry as well. And as you could tell from, like, say, even the podcast title, the Business Growth Podcast, a lot of the lingo around Brand Shouter and business growth and all of that don't directly translate to the nonprofit world. Now, the reality is the nonprofit world needs to follow the same principles as for-profits, but I really toyed with the idea of blowing up the name Brand Shouter and coming out with something different purely because I wanted to be able to appeal to both sides. Now, the reality was I think Brand Shouter is completely on point to what I'm doing, and I ultimately chose to stick with what I'm doing because I am developing a bit of brand recognition as well, and I didn't want to lose that. But the same with my niche brand, I actually did rebrand it slightly, and we'll get more into when you should and shouldn't rebrand, should and should not rebrand. But I actually changed it up a little bit. The company name is Handiwork Marketing. I've revamped it to be Handiwork by Brand Shouter, just to kind of show that it is actually a part of Brand Shouter, but also its own separate focus. And with time here, Handiwork will be my mostly nonprofit arm as I start to shape things up. That said, Handiwork Marketing was a very non-established brand compared to Brand Shouter. And so it wasn't a big change for me to make. Now, moving on to chatting with a couple local business owners, I don't want to give away too much information on them, but one of them is expanding, and she was chatting with me about, should I focus on rebranding slightly? How do I bring, more foot traffic in? And it is funny when you are trying to figure out how to grow, one of the first things, at least for me, one of the first things that comes to my mind is maybe if I switch my brand up a bit, that'll help people figure out what I do or who I am or why they need me. And through the years, I found that that's actually true of a lot of business owners. When you're trying to get to that next level, one of the first things that occurs to you is, hey, maybe I should change my brand. Generally, though, that's not the best solution for most people in most situations. Yet, for some reason, it is the first thing that comes to our heads. So there's a few kind of examples from what's going on around me. I thought maybe I would delve a little bit more in the idea of rebranding. So first off, let's start off with what's involved in a rebrand. So this is a very large answer, but I distilled it down to a few kind of bullet points that you can think about. The first thing, and in my opinion, the biggest thing, is managing your clients and managing their expectations. If you have a business and you have a name, and let's just take Brand Shatter, for example. If Brand Shatter tomorrow became, you know, Dan's marketing agency, your clients will be confused, period. From the get-go, no matter how much you communicate with them, they're going to be confused. They're going to get an email from at Dan's marketing agency, and they're going to be, well, who's this? And they're going to look in there. And then inevitably, I'll receive emails wondering if, you know, order correspondence are scams and things like that. Because the reality is people are used to something and you're changing it up on them. A couple other things here. You know, we're talking about logo changes. If you rebrand, more than likely you're going to go with a new logo. And it will probably be different substantially from your existing logo. So your clientele not only have to get used to your new name, but now you have a new look, which also can also include potential color changes. They're basically doing business with a new company, even though it's technically the same people behind the helm. Also, your messaging will change. Even if your, you know, general services don't, with a rebrand, your messaging does tilt and change. You know, with Brand Shatter, you know, we're all about shouting your brand, or at least that's where the name came from. With that, all of our messaging is around the fact that we help you get your message out. And so if we change our name to Dan's Marketing Agency, well, we could use the same thing, but it doesn't have quite the tie-in that it had before. Instead, it would probably be more Dan-centric marketing, and more talking about me specifically, which, of course, in my opinion, is a bad idea, but just sticking with this example here. There's also the little things, and there's a lot of these little things, mind you, but things like business cards and flyers and answering machine messages or voicemail messages. I guess answering machines are a thing of the past. Any type of print marketing, your website, your emails, all these things that need to be updated and changed. You'll be surprised at how many things have your brand on them when you decide to change your brand, because when you make that change, you're going to find that your brand has seeped out a lot more than you thought, and there's going to be things all over the internet that are different than your new brand. There'll be print pieces that you'll find that are different. I mean, I recently have changed phone numbers, which was a really big undertaking and not always the most recommended process. And I'm still finding, and by recently, I mean about a year ago, I'm still finding my old phone number all over the place, and I have tried really hard to catch it. So you're going to find a whole lot of things involved in that with changing your brand. When should you rebrand? So we talked a bit about, you know, my thoughts on rebranding and why a lot of us will tend to think about it. We talked a little bit about the things that are involved in a rebrand. So now let's talk about when you should rebrand. So there's a few points that I came up with. There may be more, but I tried to think this through logically. And there are times where a rebrand could be a very good marketing approach. Firstly, if your current brand does not match your company focus, you should rebrand. So if Brand Shatter was purely for nonprofits, I should totally rebrand Brand Shatter, because the name Brand Shatter is not something that appeals to the nonprofit world. Now, you can get around that with you know, relationships and marketing and so forth, but generally speaking, it's a horrible brand name for a nonprofit-centric business. So in that case, if that were true of Brand Shatter, I would totally want to rebrand to ensure that I was, you know, communicating to my audience. there are quite a few brands out there that don't, their brand doesn't really match their focus. They're usually smaller businesses, and you know, you'll have, you know, in your past, I'm sure you can think of a business or two that has rebranded. And if you look at them now versus before the rebrand, they're way more targeted onto what they're trying to, who they're trying to sell to. Another is if your brand, your current brand, has baggage. So if you have a company that, you know, maybe locally something happened and the whole local community doesn't trust you anymore, or maybe on a national level you have some scandal in your C-level management, you know, I don't know. Something negative attached to your company and it's big enough to where you feel like you have to kind of almost destruct the current brand image in order to come back up ahead of things. But even then, you'll notice that there's a lot of companies, today that they haven't changed their brand and they have huge negative things attached to it. You know, I've got a couple that come to mind. I don't want to pick on any one company in my podcast here, but there's some pretty big companies who've had some major negatives happen and they just keep trucking along. They just work on fixing the brand rather than changing it. That said, there is a valid argument to be made for changing a brand with baggage. Another time is when you have multiple businesses merging or an acquisition of some sorts. This is generally, you know, your larger scale businesses where this becomes a necessity. You know, from my past days in the coffee world, there was a coffee company that's somewhat local to where I am that the owners ended up getting out of the business and sold. And the gentleman who bought it actually merged his business into it and then actually took on the new name. So he rebranded his existing business to take on the brand and name of the new one that he purchased. That's a good time to rebrand because you're putting two businesses together and you're kind of putting all your focus into one unified marketing approach. Lastly is if you have an old stodgy brand that needs revitalization, that might also be a good time to rebrand. You know, try to find a way to pep it up and get the brand moving. And you know, if you really want to work at getting that brand going, that could be another good opportunity for that. So when you shouldn't rebrand, we're going to move into this section now. So those, I just touched on a few reasons when you should rebrand or reasons to rebrand. It's not necessarily conclusive that you should. So when you shouldn't rebrand is pretty much everything else, but I wanted to pick on a few important points. This first one really speaks to me, and that's that when you're bored with your brand or your business or your marketing angles or whatever, because one thing about myself and I, a lot of the entrepreneurs I've talked to are similar, is that no matter how well things are working for you, once you've done it a few times, you start to get really, really bored. And that boredom can lead you to make bad decisions in the name of switching things up a bit. So definitely do not rebrand just because you're bored with your brand. Now, there's a difference between a stodgy old brand that needs revitalization and being bored with your brand. And if you're bored with your brand, you might need to focus your energy on new growth verticals rather than on changing your brand altogether. Let's just put it that way. If you have a positive brand recognition, even if it's small, rebranding, you lose that and you start completely over. So don't do that. Hang out. If you've got something good going, keep working at it. Don't just change things because, you know, you're just trying to grow or whatever, because you're going to actually restart your growth. And as I mentioned, the last kind of bullet point I have listed here, I'm going off my notes, is pretty much everything else outside of the previous section. If you know, you don't have a really set specific purpose that means that you need to rebrand, then you are focusing on the wrong thing by thinking rebrand with your organization. So in conclusion here, rebranding can actually seriously hurt your business unless you're doing it with a specific purpose or a specific reason. Don't rebrand your business out of boredom or fear, as you'll be starting from step one with your business all over again. So focus on marketing your business, focus on growth. don't worry about the rebrand, outside of those highly specific reasons I mentioned. Instead, make your current brand as good as it can get.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe on your favorite podcasting service. For more information on Brand Shouter and our services, visit us at brandshouter.com.